running the ugliest room contest, the room you hate most in your house. Maybe what that room needs
is a skylight.
We can change a lot with one skylight. We can change a lot with a little crown molding, a little chair rail. We can change a lot just with a little paint. We're here with Chip Marvin of Freelight Skylight Company. Chip, thanks again for joining us this Saturday morning.
My pleasure.
Let's re-hit the highlights of what we've talked about in the last hour.
Okay.
One, everybody knows what a skylight is. It's that clouded plastic dome thing you've got mounted up on your roof. It's what we've installed for decades.
Right.
But now we can upgrade those.
Right, to the Velux glass unit, low-E argon gas-filled glass, available clear and white. The white will simulate the look of a white acrylic skylight, so if people like that diffused effect, that's available. But either way, you're getting much more energy efficiency, better durability, has a 10-year hail warranty. You mentioned your house with a hailstorm.
No. 4 years ago, everyone would have been like, nah, we don't ever get hail.
Who needs that?
Right.
Who needs that?
So that's really the way to go. And then with the shading device, it makes the skylight much more versatile because, again, you can close it off, turn it off like you'd turn off a light switch, and that's available manually operable and solar battery powered.
Now, manually operated shading, that's just a long wand that when the hook on a
you just,
device.
Yeah, you draw it across.
Okay.
And it's a 6 to 10 foot expandable pole, and you just reach it up and hook it over. But I really am a big proponent of the solar battery powered. I used to have a manual shade, and I'd have to store the little wand.
Where do you put that?
And it's just such a hassle. The solar power is the way to go.
You know what's coming next?
What?
You'll be able to get your smartphone app and hit toot, and you'll have a phone app that'll control your shade.
Well, I think Velux participates in the smart house. They're there. It's unbelievable. It's great stuff.
So these mechanisms are available. No wiring required.
Correct.
Solar power feeds a battery that feeds a remote that you have down the kitchen counter or down in the house somewhere, and you can slide the shade open and close.
Yep.
All available with state and federal tax credits?
Yes. It's just amazing. And I didn't mention there's something like 50 colors of blinds. I can count on one hand the number of non-white or non-tan shades we've sold, but they are available. So it can be a designer element, too.
And you can get them venting.
And the shades come both light filtering. You know, sometimes people want to be able to look out of their skylight, but they also like that soft, diffused effect you get from a white dome or white glass. So you go with a clear skylight and a light filtering shade, it sort of converts it to that diffused effect. But if it's a bedroom or media room, you're going to want to use the room darkening shade, which blacks it out almost completely.
Now, Chip, you're talking to all of Arizona this morning. How big a service area do you have? How far out will you generally go?
We service the greater Phoenix area, but my old partner, Brent Olson, with Desert Skylights in Tucson, can take care of any customers down that part of the state.
So who gets Casa Grande then?
Good question.
we're always dealing with that.
He and I might meet there for lunch and go look at the job.
We're always dealing with that. We have a whole group of contractors in the Casa Grande area. Pinal County is going to break 1 million residents.
Wow.
1 million residents in Pinal County.
Wow.
We actually had somebody send us an email this week, and they were in the Florence area, and they're like, I can't get into your Phoenix plumbers down. I said, well, change your region to Casa Grande. And they're like, perfect.
There they are.
It's closer for someone in Casa Grande than someone in Central Phoenix to get to Florence. So if you're in the Florence, Coolidge area,
Eloy,
make sure you're selecting the Casa Grande region. When you're on our website, we'll have it later where it'll be a map and you can just point your area and it'll be a lot easier. But for right now, just select your region to Casa Grande.
We rounded up all of our Casa Grande contractors this week and had lunch at Bedillon's. You can't beat that.
Wait, no. Bedillon's?
Yes.
Bedillon's.
Yes.
That is the one. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Dillon's and
barbecue.
Dillon's barbecue at Lake Pleasant and Pure. But B. Dillon's, that my favorite place right there.
We had a fabulous lunch
Main
right
Street.
There.
That's a great Great restaurant.
All right, folks. We appreciate y'all tuning in today. We hope you'll tune in again.
How come I wasn't invited?
You were. You're always invited.
It wasn't on my calendar. I don't know.
Next week, we'll be broadcasting live from the Saba Home Show. We'll be talking about fakes, things that you can do in your home that aren't necessarily the real thing, that can look like the real thing, that can actually save you a significant amount of money if you are so inclined. So fake and faux finish products will be the topic of next Saturday's show, broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center. The home. When are you going to go down? You going to head down on Thursday?
Thursday morning, because I have to be done setting up by the time they close. I think they're open until 6 or 9, so maybe about lunchtime. Take the trailer and head south, set up, be there all day Friday in the booth, and then Saturday we broadcast from a little office building that overlooks the Saba Home Show, but then be in the booth all afternoon.
There you go. So y'all make sure and join us next Saturday morning.
I don't know that we have tickets left because I haven't really been counting, but there's a chance. Send us an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Saba's pretty good. We may, even if we go over a little bit, I bet you they'd float us a few
We'll find out. All right. Broadcasting here at Rosie on the House with Chip Marvin of Freelight Skylight Company. If you'd like to talk to any of his staff about the skylight issues we discussed today, the number is 602-233-1981. Y'all have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.